You're listening to Feng Shui Enthusiast Podcast, Episode 1. Today, we're talking about using the Law of Attraction and the Art of Allowing. So let's get started. This podcast is for information and entertainment purposes only. This is not medical advice. If you are experiencing difficulty managing emotions, please contact your physician for proper medical advice. Hey everybody, Amy here. Welcome to Feng Shui Enthusiast Podcast. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. The Feng Shui Enthusiast Podcast is produced every week or so for your enjoyment. And show notes are found at fengshuienthusiast.com podcast. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter as FastFeng and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now, let's get into the show. There are many different laws or principles that exist in the universe, and many of us, and hopefully all of us, are aware of the universal law of gravity. We all understand that the law of gravity is something that helps us keep our feet firmly on the ground. And while it's very unlikely to hear someone say, "I don't believe in the law of gravity," because we all experience it every day, there are those that say they don't believe in the law of attraction, or maybe they feel that it's something that's hard to really believe in because maybe we think we don't experience the law of attraction as we experience the law of gravity. However, the law of attraction is constantly at work, just like the law of gravity in our lives. And so it's important, I feel, that everyone have a basic understanding of the existence of the law of attraction and how the law of attraction affects us. So basically what the law of attraction is that it is a universal law, much like the law of gravity. However, the law of attraction works based on whatever vibration or energy that is active within our being. The law of attraction doesn't really operate or react to the thoughts that we have. The law of attraction doesn't react to the words that we speak. The main way that the law of attraction reacts to us is through the energy we are vibrating. So, for example, we can have thoughts that can create emotion, and emotion in the sense of being energy in this particular discussion can either be energy that is causing us to feel negatively or feel positive. And so if we want to clarify what the negative and positive is in respect to the art of allowing and using the law of attraction, the law of attraction is a universal law. It's always in operation. It's always matching the energy that we are vibrating within our being. And while it doesn't pay attention to our thoughts or the words that we speak, sometimes we can have a thought that can cause us to have an emotional reaction. And that part is what the law of attraction reacts to. And if you've ever heard someone explain the law of attraction is basically like attracts like, then what that means is that when we have a thought, if that thought generates a negative feeling in us, or a negative emotion, if we continue to resonate with that feeling or hold that feeling within us, and it's causing us to feel you know, more negative emotion. The law of attraction is reacting to that, sending us more circumstances that will continue to generate that type of energy. We do have a choice in the fact that we do not want to feel pain. We do not want to feel negative emotions. We don't want to be reminded of those experiences that cause us to feel bad. So a lot of times we'll think, oh, well, I'm not going to think about that, but we'll still resonate that feeling subconsciously. We're going to have thoughts from time to time that's going to cause us to feel negative. And I don't think there's any way to avoid that, because we need that contrast in our lives so that we have something to springboard off of towards what we do want in life. In other words, our experience depends on our feelings and our emotions. And so when we have a thought, or if someone says something to us that causes us to have an emotion, and if it's a negative emotion, and we feel that negative emotion and we're not happy with that negative emotion, then we know we don't like that feeling, and that helps us know that we want to feel differently. That's the best way I can explain why it's important for us to understand that as long as we're in this physical body and going through this physical experience we call life, we're going to have those times where we'll have thoughts, or we'll feel those feelings that we don't necessarily enjoy. But we do have a choice, and the wonderful thing about the law of attraction is that once we are aware of it and understand how it reacts to us, just like law of gravity is always in operation. If we're walking down the steps, if we don't take care and pay attention to what we're doing, or just, you know, walking along and maybe we stump our toe or trip, that can be painful. But we do have a choice whenever we're functioning within the law of gravity, in that we can avoid those circumstances that may cause us pain. And the same is true with the law of attraction. And the way we can do that is once we realize that we have that negative feeling, instead of suppressing that or trying to resist it and say, oh no, I don't feel that. I don't feel pain from that. We can acknowledge that we feel that pain, and we can ask ourselves, how would I better want this experience to be? I know when I first began learning about the law of attraction, and I had heard that, you know, in order to attract or manifest those things that we want to have in our lives, such as wealth and healthy relationships and so on and so forth, we had to vibrate the energy of those things. And so I was thinking, oh, I've got to always think good thoughts, and I have to really pay attention to what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling, and avoid feeling bad. And that's just not reality, because in reality we have to feel a different level of emotion, because I personally believe that we are here to learn. We are here to better understand ourselves. And what better way to begin understanding ourselves than to begin to understand why we feel the emotions we feel at different points and times in our lives. So in our efforts to attract and manifest and use the law of attraction to our benefit, it's just like the law of gravity. You know, it's okay to know that the law of gravity is good for us. It keeps us from, you know, floating off into space. But at the same time, if we were constantly thinking about the law of gravity and avoiding falling just by focusing on it, we may actually trip and fall, and, you know. But the main thing here that I'm trying to express is from my personal experience, learning how to use the law of attraction, and the one thing that I've learned that is beneficial to me and that I always remember about emotion and thinking positively is that we have to deal with those negative emotions that we feel. Negative emotions are going to happen. It's just part of life. And there's no way to get through the day without feeling some form of negative feeling. The main thing about using the law of attraction in respect of having negative emotion is that although we may be subject to feeling negative emotions during the day, how quickly we get accustomed to understanding our emotions when they are there, and how quickly we deal with it, how we use our thinking patterns, our concepts, how we reach for a better thought, how we reach for a better feeling. It really is. It's an art. It's an art of allowing those better feelings to come. And I know for some things in my life, when I would have a negative feeling, maybe somebody would say something and I would have low self-esteem or maybe a low self-confidence already. And someone could say something and it would cause me to, you know, resonate back with that low self-esteem feeling. So one of the first things that I learned how to manipulate in my life in order to be better at using the law of attraction in the art of allowing and helping myself achieve manifesting those things that I wanted to see manifest in my life is I had to become more aware of my emotions and what those emotions are, where they were coming from, whether it was coming from low self-esteem, whether it was coming from bitterness that I was harboring because of something someone said to me 10 or 15 years ago. So just know that if you're just now beginning to use the law of attraction, that you're going to have, there's absolutely no way to avoid having, you know, negative feelings from time to time. And you may even have to do some soul searching and really get to know yourself better and find out if you do have some existing negative energy in your being that's been there for a while that you may need to get in there and really give it some time to give yourself some time to think about why do I feel this way, resolve any of those issues that you didn't deal with back when that situation happened. Maybe you put it, you know, in the back of your mind. And a lot of times we do that. Even today, I still do it. Because I think, well, I just don't have time to deal with this. But the reality is that, you know, later on, we need to take the time to think back over our day. Yeah, that's a good way to start out. Just think back over the day. How was this day? How would I rate it? Did I have any negative, you know, experiences? Is there anything there that I really need to think through and get a better perspective so I can feel better about it? And that's the main thing, is that we learn how to take those negative emotions from experiences we have and look at it in a better perspective so that we feel better. Because basically, in using the art of allowing, we want to reach for a better feeling thought, a better feeling a belief about ourselves and about what's possible in our life. And so I'm going to conclude this episode at this point and just give you some food for thought. If you have any questions, you can certainly post them underneath this post and I'll address it in the next episode. But I'm planning on really hopefully talking about the art of allowing and using the law of attraction and how we can manage our emotions throughout the process so that we can see more manifestation of what we do want in our life. What the law of attraction is that it matches our energy, and just each day, take a look back over the day, and if you remember a point in your day where you felt bad, just ask yourself, why did I feel bad about that? And really be honest with yourself. I mean, if it made you feel bad about yourself, and maybe if you have a low self-image, we all do that. We all have low self-image from time to time. And remember that contrast, we have to have that contrast. You know, if someone says something to me and it caused me to feel bad about myself, well, that's my responsibility. I need to take a time to look at that for what it is and find ways to feel good about myself. You know, my energy is my responsibility. My happiness is my responsibility. And so we can just look at that, because no matter how much we want someone else to help us feel better, and I mean, if you have a friend who can help you, that's great. You know, I encourage you to get with that friend and talk it out. Gosh, it can be a lot more helpful to have a listening ear that can give us some positive feedback. I mean, there's times in my life where I don't know what I would have done if I hadn't had someone to talk to about some things that I was dealing with in my life and in my energy. But the main thing is that it is our personal responsibility. And if we're waiting for someone to come along and clean up our energy for us, it may not happen, because a lot of times it's hard for people to tell when other people are feeling bad. I mean, we're really good at hiding our emotions, you know, from others. So just look back over the day and ask yourself if anything during your day caused you to feel, you know, a negative emotion, and identify what that negative emotion is and maybe what is at the root of feeling that, and just reach for a better thought. And I will conclude this episode at this point and invite you to post your comments in the comment box below, and I will certainly address those concerns and those questions in the next episode. This has been a production of Feng Shui Enthusiast LLC. Copyright 2015, all rights reserved.